Back on downtown. Time for Sports Lit 101.
How does the computer know?
No, I did that.
I know you did. I know. I saw the art car from the
Bruce here to talk about a brand new book called Bruise.
Yes, this is a book by a young man named Adrian Markle, who teaches at Falmouth University in Cornwall in England. But he grew up in British Columbia. He was a student of Angie Abdu some time back, who was a longtime friend of the show. And I know Adrian from the Sport Literature Association as a very good scholar and as someone who has presented on boxing and retirement and lots of interesting things. So I knew when I got the book that it would be a good book. But what I really like about it is it's a great book because you think at the beginning it might be going somewhere. And you think, well, that could be an interesting story. And then you get all the details of the story through what the people say, do, think, and how they react to what is said to them, done to them, and thought about them. That, to me, is the essence of great fiction. There's no plot devices. This is hardly cluttered with lots of characters. And it boils down to being the story of a young man named Jamie Stewart, who in his teens left this little town fishing village in British Columbia and headed south to the city. I only say the city. I don't think it could be Vancouver. I assume it probably is, where he becomes a successful world cage fighter, an MMA cage fighter, including winning one belt as a world champion. However, in the course of doing this, he's really destroyed one of his hands, and there's a question as to whether he will be able to continue to fight. And as we learn about that, we also learn about his growing up. He has an older brother, Sydney. He had a younger brother, Dex. And the fact to say that he had one will not ruin the book. That is a bit of a spoiler. And they were raised by a father who was both alcoholic and abusive, who was one of those guys who felt by teaching his kids to be, quote, physically tough, he was doing the right thing. So he would take them down to the beach and force them to wrestle with him and fight him and do all this kind of stuff. So Jamie leaves. Sydney, the older brother, stays behind. And there's a tragedy, and there's a female doctor who's important in that part of it. But Jamie comes back home 6 months after, as the book says, 6 months late for his father's funeral. And he's forced to reckon with many, many things from the past and to come to grips with the fact that his fighting career may well be over. He doesn't really have anything else. He thinks, well, he could coach. He could teach people to do this. He's pretty good at this, but he has no money because all of his sponsors have dried up, and all the money he had that he made, either his manager or his agent or himself, was soon rid of. So he essentially is broke when he comes back home. He connects with a woman he knew when he was younger, who says that she remembers they kissed once, who's running a local bar, and there's a relationship there. And he tries to do some things to give him a new lease in life. He wants to start a gym, a free service for kids. He, you know, it's Canadian, so they have money for those kinds of things, but he doesn't really have the qualifications. He tries to get this to go. But then he's going to be faced with something that could change, as the blurbs about the book say, change everything about his life. He could have money, things could go pretty well, but, you know, when those things come off, there's a catch. And that's where the book really goes in a direction I did not expect. It was not a situation where, I mean, I thought one thing might happen. I thought a second thing might happen. But the third, what did happen was not what I thought was coming. And it was so well done because, again, all the characters in this book are really well fleshed out. The ones that you actually meet and the ones like the father who are just sort of ghosts. And there are really only about 10 or 11 characters of any importance. When you can do that, you have the time to really develop character. Now, one of the tropes about creative writing has always been that in short fiction, you need to reveal character. In a novel, you can develop it. Now, this is not a long novel. It's about 220 pages, if I remember, 217 pages. And it covers a lot of ground over a short period of time. It also made me feel like I mean, I've been to British Columbia, but I haven't been to a small town. town in British Columbia on the coast. I've been to Vancouver, and I've been to Fernie and Cranbrook and places inland. But it made me feel like I understood the lay of the land way better than most books can do in that short of a period of time. The prose is just, it's crisp, it's smart, it's refreshing. And it's a novel that you know, cage fighting is a brutal sport, and there's a lot of brutality and all that, but this is a novel that is more about compassion and redemption than it is about the violence that sort of underlies it. And it's people really should read it. I checked, it's pretty easy to get in the U.S. Bruise, just like you would expect it to be spelled. You know, I always got to remember that when you're reading Canadian literature and English stuff, that some of the words are spelled differently, but bruise is not one of them. It's by an imprint of Brindle and Glass, which is called Touchwood Editions. We're going to have Adrian on to talk about this at a later date, so okay. I don't want to get too I don't want to tell too much of the story, but I do want to say that that he also brings to this the fact that he practices martial arts. So this is not something that he sort of read about. He did a lot of research and talked to a lot of people about injuries, and so all the kind of details that make the book sizzle have a real sense of verisimilitude to them, which is not always the case. But it's a real good book.
Excellent. What's coming up in the future weeks here on Sports Lit?
What's coming up in future weeks? Next week is what, the 12th?
12th?
That will be hopefully the Wade Hoyt book.
Ah, wonderful.
But it may not. The 19th, I think Ron Smith and I'll be here.
Excellent.
In the studio. The 26th, David Hoffarth will be here to talk about Perfect Eloquence. And after that, I'm not really sure.
I think
sure.
We're on vacation that first week of July.
Right. That's why I didn't schedule anything.
And maybe beyond that, maybe the second week, too. We may take an actual show vacation this summer, which we've never really done before.
And yeah. One of the weeks I know I got to be away. So let's just.
Yeah. We'll pick it up sometime in July.
Yeah, right.